Recording the program.
You left off yesterday trying to understand what exactly was the potential issue when you have a Migo that's going up against the Shtarcha B'yadi Magoi. That was really the root of the Gemara in the Babasa that Ayat. So on the one hand, we don't really think that the Lova is telling the truth, that he returned the item, or the Shomer returned the item, because the other fellow still has the Shtar. On the other hand, he has a Migo to that effect. Migo that he could have said the answer. So the Rashbam threw in a curveball at us. Rashbam said, you want to know why the Shomer may not be believed? You know what the chesaron of this Migo is? It's a Migo B'mochem Eidim. Because whenever a person advances a claim, and the claim has a Migo to support it, but the claim itself is contradicted by Eidim, so that's not going to work. Migo B'mochem Eidim is for sure not going to work. And therefore, this qualifies as a Migo B'mochem Eidim. So we left to hang a little bit. Why is this a Migo B'mochem Eidim? Where are the Eidim? What the Eidim said is that all the Eidim testify in is that an item was given as a picado. The Eidim don't say anything whether it was or was not returned. So before we get to understand a little bit deeper what the Rashbam was driving at, let's just familiarize ourselves with the real Migo B'mochem Eidim. What is a real classic example of a Migo B'mochem Eidim? And then try to understand why the Shinner should not meet those criteria. So we take a look at the seventh of the Mamakomos. It's the Gemara B'Sefer of the Tzia, not Pe'al for the days. Reuven rented a donkey to his friend. And he said to him, Chazi, he stipulated at the time, don't take the donkey to on the way on the highway of Nar Pekod, because there's always water there. The donkey's gonna drown. So it's like those, you know, you saw it in the bottom of the rent, it probably says somewhere in the bottom of you're not allowed to drive off the road, you're not allowed to drive like that, drive at the beach, you know, a million things. I remember when I was a kid in my 20s. The first time I went to rent a car ever, you know, it was a little scary. So the guy hands me a contract, you know, 6 pages long, and I start to read it. So the guy's looking at me like I was like, okay, landed on the moon. So he's like, Ksuba, you want to make sure? So he said to me, do you really want to read everything here? I said, yeah, I want to. So then he hands me another like 10 pages and said, Migo, you're not going to read the rest. You're not going to. I learned the hard way, very quickly. You just put your name and hope for the best. So it's over here. So Reuven stipulated him and says, don't take this donkey on the way of Napakoid because it's going to drown. Zilbarach and the Narish. He said to him, but if you want to go the way of Darash, the Lake of Maya. So whatever the GPS is telling you, but you got to go the way of Narish. So what did the guy do? Zilbarach and the Napakoid. He went ahead and he violated the conditions. He violated what the person had stipulated. And he took it on Napakoid. Umischamra. By golly, the donkey died. Kiyosa, so now when Reuben, the owner of the donkey, is taking Shimon to the Dintaira, says, I give you a donkey, you know, you give me back a dead donkey. So what happened? Kiyosa, Amar in. So the Shoah, the Socher, the donkey, honest. He said, yeah, it's true. B'yorach did Napakod, I did exactly what you told me not to do. I went in the way of Napakod, but you won't believe it. It'll be a lake of Maya. There was no water there. The dry spell. There was no water in Napakod. So why did the donkey die? The donkey had a heart attack. The donkey died. So I'm a soicher renter, is part of an onset. So if the facts are that the donkey died because of the pshia, because of the negligence of going to the place he was not supposed to go, then obviously a soicher is chayav of pshia. But if the reality, if the truth is that the donkey died because he just died, so then the soicher is going to be potter. So now the question becomes, is he believed to say that, he's giving a whole long story to the soicher, he's telling you, I went in the wrong way, there was no water there. The donkey had a heart attack. Is he believed or not? So I believe Rava. So Rava has the following suggestion. Malin l'shaker. Rava says, according to some of the gears, says Rava, that Malin l'shaker, that he has an ego. Why should he be lying? He could have simply said, I went in the right way. The guy doesn't know which way he went. He has a video camera. He's got a navigation thing on the donkey's legs. So the soicher could have easily just told the rabbis. He could have said, I went in the right way, the donkey died, and sure. So Migo, that he could have said that, he's believed to sell this roundabout cuckoo story that he went on the wrong way and there really was no water today. So Amal Abai said to him, that's the reason why the gear says probably Rabba, because usually the flow of the Gemara, Abai was a Talmud of Rava. So usually the flow of the Gemara is Rava makes a statement, Abai asks him. So Amar Abai, Mal Meshakim, Machamedim Lo Amrinan. He says, no, no, no. You want to believe it based on Amigo, but you want to believe the Seicha to say there was no water in Narpakoi. That's basically the gist of the believing. There was no water in Narpakoi. So they ain't gonna tell you it's flooded, it's underwater. What do you know? They're chatting. Everybody knows they have video cameras that there's water there. They've ate them that there's water there. So there's we know for a fact there's water there. So how would the word Migafrim tomorrow? If there are ate them against your claim, the game is over. So this I understand, and that's the conclusion of the Gemara. This Gemara seems to be so partial. No one understands why Rabbi said otherwise, we have to wait until Chazabat to figure out why Rabbi disagreed. But it appears that. This is like an open and shut case. When there are Edom who are saying X, and you're trying to say X is not true, obviously you're not going to be believed. So that's what's going on here. In that case, in the last of Ayin, here, I got the last word. Yeah, Bayi is right. And then they should try to explain what Rob meant to say.
Is that typically in a Gemara, the last statement is the Maskana?
Usually it's that way. Usually the last person gets to debate, gets the last word, and it's little wins. So comes the Reshbam, the Masad of Ayin, and says, that seems to be what's going on here as well. This is Amiga B'Bachamedim. You want to believe you to say that you returned the Pikadah, because Miga, you could have said it was Nensu. But let's just isolate that statement. I returned the Pikadah. There are Edom that say you didn't return the Pikadah. Pull back to square. What are Edom? Who are Edom? All the Edom says that there was a Pikadol there. What did the Edom say that the Pikadol was returned? So part of the answer to the Reshbam really goes back to a fundamental question about this very principle called Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy. We've been throwing around this term for a while. We spoke about it a little bit by Amav and Belova. Now we're extrapolating to Mafkid and Shomer. This halach of Shtarcha B'yadi, my boy, is a very, very difficult halach because we're using it L'Hotzi Mavon. Reuben is saying to Shimon, I lent you $1,000. Here's the shtar. And Shimon is saying, I paid you back. And Reuben saying, no, you didn't. I have a shtar out of my boy. They prove that you didn't. So it's based on that svar of shtar out of my boy. We're going to make Shimon pay money. Now, what kind of halach is that? Forget about the complications of the shtar. Just the basic structure of shtar out of my boy. Based on what we're going to make you pay back? The chora, shtar out of my boy, is just a statement of probability. 90% of the time, people don't pay back without asking for the shtar in return, without asking for a receipt. So it's a probability. So most likely, you owe the money. That's the pashup shot in Ishtach B'yad Bar Boy. Really? That's the shot in Ishtach B'yad Bar Boy? That most likely? If I'm not mistaken, we spoke about this many times. So since when do we use row to be maximum? Since when do we use majority statistics to take away somebody's money? Think most of the fish. So how in the world could Shtach B'yad Bar Boy work? What are the mechanics of Shtach B'yad Bar Boy? Why is that no different than any other rove? And rove never works. The Haitzi Mama. So this kash has been bothering the Gedolei Acharonim from Kivenga through the last 200 years. Everyone's been talking with this kasha. How are you talking? How could it be Shtach B'yad Bar Boy? So the rove suggested that maybe the Bir HaDavar as to how Shtach B'yad Bar Boy really works is based on the fundamental understanding of what a shtar does. A shtar, a document, is a very, very powerful tool in halacha. The Gemara tells us that Edom achasum al shtar nasech kibishenechra edusa bevezin dami. That when Edom sign on the documents, they are literally testifying bevezin. So pi halacha min haTorah, it's as if they're testifying and based in, nothing is going to be the shtar. I pull out a document that says you owe me $1,000. The game is over. There's nothing you could say to undermine that shtar. The fact that halach lemaisi, you have the right to say mezuyif, the shtar is forgery, that's a chumah midrabanan, that's a chumah, that's a different story. But midaraisa, eivach, so the minute that they sign the document, the game is over. They don't have to come to Beis Din, they have to open up their mouths, nothing. I have a shtar with eidim on it. That's an eidus gemura. I've told over the story in the past. I was once one side the ksub at a chasidah, and I had a run. So I signed the ksub, and I'm sure I said, the mouse was a chasidah, I had to run to another chasidah, told the chasidah I'm leaving. So the Masada Kedushin said to me, he said, well, I'm waiting for the chuppah. So I said to him, I said, I was made already. I already signed the ksub. I already testified that the ksub was ready. I don't have to say anymore. Say like that. So I thought the same thing last night. I'm sure it was at a chasidah last night also. I had to run to say the shiur last night, shiur, not the chach. So I had a zoom out, and so I signed the ksuva. I didn't even wait for the other eight to sign. I did my edus. He was made, is it? And by the time I got out the door, he was already finished signing. So edim ksuva shtas. So edim a gavaldigval geedus. So comes the Gemara Maseches Gittin and tells us, hopefully that's from next year. He should supposed to learn Gittin, so we're going to talk a lot about this next year. There's a big machlekes ha-tanoim in Hilchos Gittin as to what the role of Edom are in a get. Everybody agrees you have to have Edom in a get. No question about it. Dovah Dovah Mamas within the rice about Edom to get it. Meaningless. But what exactly is the role of the Edom? So according to Rabbi Elazar, the role of the Edom is, the Edom have to see the giving over the get. It's called Edom Asira. They don't even have to sign the get. They have to see the get. They have to be present at the time of the get. And Rabbi Meir says, no, Rabbi Meir says that the critical Edom are the Edom Chasima. If you don't have Edom signed in a document, it's no good. Without Torah, it gets no good. Rabbi Elazar says it gets fine without Edom Chasima. Abinim is we have Edom Chasima also. But according to Elazar, you don't really need it. That's how we fast it. Rabbi Meir says, you know, you need Edom Chasima. So come a group of Rishonim and say that even according to Rabbi Meir, who says Edom Chasima, the key, comes to Ben Atav and says, of course you need Edom and Sira. Like Kedushin, you need Edom to be present at the time of the action itself. So of course you need Edom at the time of the giving of the get. Rabbi Meir's Mechadesh, that in addition to the Edom and Sira, you also need Edom Chasim. What's going to happen in the following case? We're sitting around in a Beis Din, and Mrs. Plunging comes in, a woman who we know she's been in Eishes Ish for years and years. She walks in the Beis Din and hands us a get. I received the get. We read the get, we look at the signatures at the bottom, and we say, okay, great, okay, you can have a terrorist in Osir. That's it. There's a Mishnah like that. It's a Mishnah, Gemara, most the Pshita Advoi. There's matters that we don't actually do that. There's matters that we don't like women walking around and getting. It's a little too dangerous. So what we do is after the get, we take the get from her, then we base the rights, another Shtar testifying that she's still woman, she's ish. But the old days, the days of the Chazal, the woman walked around with the get, she presented the get to the Mazin and said, I'm ready to get married. So wait a second. How do we know that this get was given? What does it say in the document? What the get says is that the husband is hereby ready and rutzel b'dash lema, ready to divorce his wife. And the Edom sign on the bottom. What do they sign? They sign that the husband authorized the writing of this get. Who told us that the get was given? I knew the get was given. He said the get was given. So the answer is, well, she has the get. So where'd she get it from? She sold it. Where exactly did she get the get? So it must be that there must have been a mysterious get. How do you know that there was a mysterious get in front of two Edom? If the get wasn't given in front of two Edom, the get is no good with Daraisa. So there could be chasima from the Edom tomorrow. But if there wasn't a mysterious get before they ate them, those are my mama, the get is no good. Who told you that there were? So if you tell me that the two Edom were going to come to Bezin and say, we were there at the time the Mishnah said get, that's great. There is no such a law. Mishnah says explicitly, the woman walks to the Bezin with a get, and she's believed. And she's there. How do you know? We state that there was a Mishnah said for Edom. So the law said, that the only way to explain where are the Edom of the Mishnah said get, it's the Edom on the Chasimah said get. The Chasimah said get, they weren't around at the time of Mishnah. How do they know there was a Mishnah said get? So the answer says the Rav Edom Chasimah al Shtar Nasas Mishnech Reduce of Vezin means that when Edom sign on the document, not only do they give a Haggadah's Edos on everything it says on the document, their Haggadah's Edos is Chal on any normal logical conclusion that can be drawn by anything that results from this document as well. What are the logical conclusions that can be drawn from the document? If we know that the get was written, and now we know that the woman's holding on to the get, obviously, the get was given properly. Of course, the get was given properly. There's Eidos. That is an Eidos that there was a Mesiris Aget. That is that. They're the Eidim. They're the Eidim that there was a Mesiris Aget. The fact that they saw it on the get, that Gufa is the Eidos that there was a Mesiris Aget.
I don't see the connection. What's the mechanism? I mean,
that's the Pashur Shtar. That's the Chiddush Shtar. The Chiddush Shtar of Edom Chasimah al Shtar. It's a humongous Chiddush.
No, it's a Chiddush that we makabel that's the emes, but it's not a Chiddush that is the Metzius. It's a Chiddush that will accept it as a continuant, not that it actually happened.
No, they are the Edom. They are giving Edos that there was a Metzius again. So the halacha is require edim masira. You have edim masira. The edim masira are the fact that they're signing on to the shtar. That is new for the edim masira.
So when the person, I apologize, when the person signs the get, they're taking upon the responsibility.
That's right. Right. I mean, not a responsibility is the real word, but that Torah is machshav, the edus that they're giving, b'shas ma'isa, on b'shas ma'isa and beyond. Anything, a document speaks not only about itself, it speaks about all future events that emanate from the truth of that document.
And does that work with Kedushin, that the aid in Kedushin?
It's only by shtar. Yeah, it's not by regular aidus, but only by aidus shtar.
So does that make it vaday that it happened?
Yeah, we could say with a straight face that, yeah.
100% the get was given.
That's right. The get was not stolen. The get was given.
Aren't they eating on the document, not the giving of it?
That's right. That's the chiddush. That was the kasha. And now the Torah says that even though the eidim are really truly only signing technically on what it says in the document, once it gets the kach of a shtar, the eidim shtar a mayin and all subsequent results that will come from
the shtar. Technically,
it
doesn't have to be given that day, does it?
No, that's a chumus. That was a din of muktam. That's not always going to be relevant. Just in terms of we want to identify, was there a nesidus again? Where the eidim was saying there was a nesidus again? The answer is the eidim chasim are telling you there was a nesidus again. That's going to be the extrapolation. Wait. Oh, so comes are up. That's really tough. I'm still the thunder. So comes are up and says, you want to know what shtar of the other my boy means? Where the eidim that you paid back the chov? The answer is, well, the eidim testify that there was a chov. The eidim signed a document that says that Reuven borrowed 100,000 from Shimon. The logical outcome of that statement is that Kol's mind that Shimon has the document, it's as if this eidos that Reuven hasn't paid back the chov yet. Comes the Rav and says, you want to know where are the eidim on the EP road, on the lack of P road? The eidim with the original shtar. They goofa serving as eidim. That's the eidos. Now, that's the case. Now, we understand what Rashbam said. Rashbam said, we have a migo going up against that eidim. I have a shtar that says that I gave you a pikadon. Licked in this shtar is the statement, not only that I gave you the pikadon, within, if you have to read in between the lines of the shtar, is not only that I give you the pikadon, in between the lines is that I didn't get the pikadon back, because the eidim made that calls about the shtar is biyad ha-mafkid, the pikadon was not yet returned. If that's the case, so then that's mamash an eidus. You want to now come and be made. You want to come and be towed. Oh, by the way, believe me that I returned it. Migo, I could have said that it was Nensu. That's a beautiful, that's a phenomenal Migo, great Migo. And when the Gemara said, Mabatia da Pealif, Migo Mokamedim doesn't work. Because the claim that you're saying you returned it is contradicted by the Eidim. Who are the Eidim? Where are they? The Rosh Shem Torah. They are the Eidim.
It's not Rov.
That's right. It's not Rov. It's Eidim. It was such a Gavaldik of Pshat that explains so much deep lumbers as to why the Migo doesn't work. We have one small technical problem. The most conclusion was that the Migo does work. I'm like, yeah. He says, yeah, Itaka works. Mao, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, but he is believed. So this explains the wrong side of the Gemara. This explains the suffix that Rabbanim had, but doesn't explain the conclusion of what Rav said. So does this lead us to believe that maybe this goofa was Rav Amram's question? Rav Amram wasn't sure, does Migo take on and Mishnah B'Yad Rav does it win or not? So the Rashbam explained, Alat Tzad, that it doesn't win, that's because it's a Migo Mokhamegim. So what's the Tzad that it does win? So what's the other Shtichot Torah? What other possibility do we have in terms of Mishnah B'Yad Rav? Maybe there's another shot besides what the Rav told us. Maybe there's another way of understanding what Mishnah B'Yad Rav means. Maybe we don't want to put it into the Parsha Eidah so fast. So Rabbi Kinegar, already 100 plus years before the Rav, already was bothered with this cash. Rabbi Kinegar already said, I don't understand Shach B'Yad Rav. What's staring in the face is, Ein Hochma L'Acharov. So the emphasis is, there's a throwback to something we spoke about in the past, and hopefully to show we get to the beginning of Chesavach, that it's going to come at us in full force again. Ein Hochma L'Acharov is not an absolute statement. There are cases where we are Motzi Mamon based on what appears to be a Rav. For example, are very sugya. How do we get into this whole discussion? Because the Gemara told us in the Mabasa that, hey, that ain't other paratach manai. And if I say to you, you owe me $1,000, and you say parati, and I say, parati, it's not even due yet. Due date's June 1st. What do you mean parati? You pay me back in January. It's a joke. So we pass him that your response to parati is a meeting with time. What do you mean parati? What's for parati? So all the gedola, acharon, rabab, and the kash. What do you mean? Ain't on the parat of zmano. It's only a robe. That means we're pretty sure we made a statistical survey and we realized that people like to hold on to their money. People generally don't pay the taxes before the time. Halabai should pay on time. So once we made a statistical survey that the robe is that people don't pay back early, so now we're going to use that to be mitzi mamon. Mitzi mamon. Since what do you mitzi mamon based on that? So the basic mahalach that many said was is that that's the reason why the Gemara calls this a chazoka. This is not a robe. This is a chazok. This is such a profound statement. This is so unbelievably true. This is so unlikely that X happened. That's no longer in the category of a rove. We could say bevados about it. Nothing in the world is absolute certainty, but we've crossed the threshold where this has reached the point of being a chazok, being a vados. Ain't by suffic cloud. It was a lot of the chayyadim quote from Rashi. Ain't by suffic cloud. This is not a suffic. We're not sure. We're analyzing. We're calling it psychologists. And we say, oh, there's 82.5% chance this is probably true. No. This is gadol. This is certainty. Certainty is as certain as life things can be. If that's the case, that shtar chabiyadim and boy may be a certainty as well. That means what meshugano would ever pay back the chavetz against human nature. All human nature seems to revolve around the following. People like the money. Seems to be money. Money is what's making everything in the world turn around. So human nature is, I'm not going to pay you until you give me the shtar back. Because I don't want to be rolled the second time around when you come and give me the shtar next week. So comes a vagrant and says that shtar chabiyad, my boy, is what we call not a rove. It's like an anan sahadeh. It's like we know. It's like we are the Edom. We've reached the point where it's no longer the category of a mere rov. It's reached the point of being an anan sahadeh. It was an anan sahadeh. That's gevaldeh. That's meiridah. That's great. So now it gets a little bit tricky because now let's go back to the Migo Shiloh. So according to Rabbi Kivayega's formulation, not the rov's formulation, but Rabbi Kivayega's formulation, that Shtach Be'er my boy is just an unbelievable rov. It's a chazok. It's an anan sahadeh. Can a migo take that on or not? What's the deal? So on the one hand, I have a migo. The migo is pointing in my direction. On the other hand, you have an anansade. You have most probably, these are the facts. Can a migo work against a very, very strong kind of a robe that reached the point of anansade? Unclear. We don't have any Gemara that talks about that. Maybe. Except for the Gemara Mabutsi and Nefpe Alpha on days. Let's go back to the seventh of the Gemara Mekamos. Back to the story again. Read it a second. So Reuven rented out a donkey to Shimon. There's water. It's like when I go and nourish, there's no water. He went in the wrong way. The animal died. So he wants to be believed based on amigo. So Rabbi said, yeah, I'm a Rabbi. Mal b'shaki boy, I'm a Rabbi. Yeah, it's amigo. It's a great amigo, phenomenal amigo. I'm a Rabbi. No, you can't say Migo. Why? There are Edom that Nar Bekoid is underwater. That's what Abai said. The Malisha is Edom. So look at Rashi. Rashi is on the spot. The Mokam Edom. The Anan Sadish ain't also a derech below Mayim. Says Rashi, we know there's water there. Why did Rashi say that? The Gemara said there are Edom that there's water there. So what did Rashi say? Oh, come on. Edom. It's not two Edom came in and said the place is underwater. What does Edom here mean in the Gemara? It means we know for a fact. How do we know? Like, we know it's been raining for the last week. And we know that Nar Pekod always floods. If I would say to you, someone would ask me, it's a major, major flood, and they want to know, is Windsor Road underwater or not? I could tell you, the Edom's Windsor, I didn't go that after bother to go leaving. But I could tell you, it floods all the time. It's a state of favors. This area always floods. But I know it's flooding. Rashi said, but the Gemara said, what did it mean, Edom? It meant Anan Sade. What made Rashi change that? Why did Rashi look at the work of Shuta? Their mom was Edom. Why did Rashi change Anan Sade? L'chora, because Rashi didn't want Rav or Rabba to be a Toad, to make something so seemingly illogical. How in the world could somebody argue with a Bai? How could somebody say, no, it's a good Bigo? What do you mean, good Bigo? They're Edom. They're Edom. I'm saying, forget. What do you mean, Bigo? So Rashi immediately stuck it to the Gemara. When the Gemara says Edom, that was a little bit of an exaggeration. I mean, Edom, I'm sure, man, we are the supposed Edom. It's a super duper duper robe. It's an Anan Sade. That was in the Kulis Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. So do you say Amiga B'Mokom Adan Sad they are not? That's a Rashi with Pshat. So others don't say Rashi Pshat. Others say Pshat in the Gemara is Edom means Mamash Edom. Adan Sadeh, maybe Mika does work B'Mokom Adan Sadeh. So could it be that that exactly is the Sot of the Rav Avraham post of Shesh? Rav Avraham said, I have a Migo against a X, against the Shtach of Yerbei Boy. That's my suffering. What do I do? I have a Migo against the Shtach of Yerbei Boy. Could it be that the Shaila was, what is a Shtach of Yerbei Boy? Is a Shtach of Yerbei an Eidus, Mamish and Eidus, like the Rav said, it's an Eidus Gemura, then Migo's not going to work. Well, no, maybe Shabbat is not an aid. It's not like we can make it. It's an Adan Sade. Adan Sade, we can negotiate, we can discuss. It could be the Migos do work against the Adan Sade. So could it be that the Sufik in the Gemara in Baba Basta Bayan is not so much a Migo think of Sufik, it's more of a Shabbat my boy Sufik. What is Shabbat my boy? So when all the dust settles, we're not clear how Shabbat my boy works with the mechanics. So we know that it works. There are Gemaras, a few Gemaras that it works. But what the mechanics are, is it Bitaris Eidus? Is it Bitaris Adan Sade? A little bit of for grabs, potentially Nafkaminas, in terms of Migos.
So if we go according to Rekiva Ega, it almost destroys the basis of Migo. According to Rav, this Mamish Eidus. So, okay, in the face of Eidus, so Migo can't work because that's the material there. According to Rekiva Ega, it's almost like you eliminate a lot of the Migos because Adan Sade is a Metziut. It's not the physicality of the thing. Right. So it destroys most amigos.
It only destroys amigos that have Adan Sadeh against them. Most amigos don't have. 99% of the amigos don't have anything. He doesn't have any Adan Sadeh. He has nothing on his side. Here we have Adan Sadeh that is, whenever it rains, it floods. Or Adan Sadeh that people tend not to give back stars, to pay back without getting the stars back. So if there's some real bona fide Adan Sadeh against the amigo, then we're going to have trouble with the amigo. But 9 out of 10 amigos don't have anything contradicting them. So hopefully it's Shem on the last year, so we'll try to file touches on this to get together. Just a question when the last year for this week should be. So I think next week, I get the sense, I was asking around, most people are not...
Who's here next week?
I'll be here this Friday and next Friday.
So maybe it's Friday, we'll just have the regular show Friday. And then maybe we'll just take off next week. I just haven't shown it. And because the Emma says that the next sugya is the beginning of the third parak. I thought to start Chesabat on the wrong foot. With half the people not here. With row for the people not here. So maybe it's not the best place to start. So maybe we'll just finish up this sugya Friday. Then we'll
take no share next week, guys. Share this Friday. No share next week.
Hey, Eretz Yisrael people will be here.
Thank you.
And so will a lot of Chinook people, but we're not doing it.
You'd rather do it tomorrow?
But this time,
let's take the 5 1.